Recurring deposit. This is another type of deposit, which is a special kind of term deposit, which is suitable for those who do not have lump sum money to fulfill their dreams, but wish to achieve their dreams by putting together a fixed amount of every month for accumulation along with the interest after a fixed period. Since these deposits are made in equal monthly installment, reduces the burden of investing in lump sum. Most of the banks are allowing recurring deposit with tenure, which is ranges from 6 months to maximum period of 10 years. Here in RD or recurring deposit, partial withdrawals are not allowed in recurring deposit, but premature withdrawal is allowed with the penal interest. Like all other deposit accounts, nomination facility is also available to recurring deposit also. A recurring deposit can be funded by giving a standing instruction to the bank, which are the instructions to the bank from the customer to, on particular date, debit his savings account and credit to recurring deposit account. Customer can avail the loan, whatever the balance is available in the account, that is a recurring deposit account, at the point of availing the credit facility or overdraft facility, to the extent of 90% of the deposit value. Tax deducted at source is applicable on recurring deposit also, and that is if interest earned on the recurring deposit exceeds 10,000 rupees a year, the TDS at the rate 10% would be deducted by the bank. Different type of recurring deposit schemes. Depending upon the facility which is provided by the banks, they have categorized certain types of recurring deposits. That is variable recurring deposits. In that, what happens? A recurring deposit with an option varying the monthly installment is called as a variable recurring deposit. The scheme is highly beneficial for the lower income group. The scheme helps the people who wants to save only a small amount as well as large amount also. What is the benefit of this variable recurring deposit? One, the interest rates are attractive and it is compounded or on quarterly basis. That is number one. Second, customer can deposit as much as they like and based on their income generation. Tenure can be 1 year to 10 years. Nomination is possible. Loan against variable recurring deposit is possible. And in case of delay in payment of monthly installment, no penalty is levied. Right? Now, flexi recurring deposit. Flexi. Flexi recurring deposit offers both convenience and flexible to depositors by allowing to invest lump sums as and when it is available. So customer need to first open a flexi recurring deposit with core amount and then deposit any amount with every monthly installment based on the availability of the funds. That means amount is not fixed. It is variable. The variable component of the recurring deposit can be incremented in a specific multiples with a cap on the amount to be invested. The interest rate for the core amount is as per the applicable rate of interest for other term deposits. The core amount has to be deposited on the predetermined date or penalty will be imposed by the bank. Okay. This flexible amount can be invested at any time of the month and there is no penalty will be levied. So there is a facility to provide any number of any amount of the deposit, and on any date during the month it is to be paid, and there is no penalty. These are the three characteristic features of recurring deposit. Now let us understand another scheme that is prompted by the Government of India, that is National Payment System. National Payment System, which is popularly called as NPS. This NPS is nothing but it is a contribution retirement saving scheme. This enables the subscriber to make the systematic savings during their working life. And this NPS also includes, inculcate the habit of savings for the retirement like other citizens. Here also the nomination facility is available. The recurring deposit can be funded by the standing instruction, which are at the instruction by the customers to the bank to withdraw certain sum of money from savings, current account, deposit and credit to recurring deposit account. Interest is compounded on quarterly basis and recurring deposit. Under the NPS, individual savings are pulled into the pension fund, which are invested by PFRDA, that is Provident Pension Governing Regulatory Authority, and the guidelines which are issued to the diversified portfolio comprising of government bond, bill, corporate debentures, shares, etc. These contribution would grow and accumulate over the years depending upon the return earned on the investment made by it. NPS offers a range of investment options and choice of the pension fund manager, that is PFM, for planning the growth of investment. Opening an account with NPS provides a permanent retirement account number, that is PRAN, permanent retirement account number. This is a unique number and it remains with the subscriber throughout his lifetime. This scheme, NPS scheme, is structured in two tiers. Now, tier one account. This tier one account, it is non-withdrawable. Permanent retirement account, into which the accumulations are deposited and invested as per the option of the subscriber. And tier two account, this is the voluntary withdrawable account, which is allowed only when there is an active tier one account in the name of subscriber. Withdrawals are permitted from this account as per the need of the subscriber as and when he claims. To enroll this national payment scheme, applicant need to submit the duly filled in application form as prescribed, and after account is opened, CRA shall be made a welcome kit containing the subscriber unique permanent retirement account number, that is PRAN card, and the complete information which is provided by the subscriber in the subscriber registration form. This account number will be the primary means of identifying the operating account. Okay. Applicant will also provided an internet password, IPIN, for accessing the account on CRA website. On CRA website, that is, it is given as npscra.nsdl.co.in on 24/7 basis. subscriber has also option to open the account online through eNPS platform available on npstrust.org.in. Now, minimum contribution for Tier 1 capital, Tier 1 is, the minimum contribution is rupees 500 for all and for the subsequent transaction. Minimum contribution per year should be rupees 1000 excluding the charges and taxes. Okay, and the minimum number of contribution in a year is 1. In respect of the Tier 2, the minimum contribution at the time of account opening is rupees 1000. And for all subsequent transactions, the minimum amount per contribution is rupees 250. There is no minimum contribution requirement for the financial year, and also there is no cap on maximum contribution. Now, the choice of investment. NPS offers two approaches to invest the subscriber's money. Whatever amount is deposited in this account, there are two choices. One is the active choice for further investing. One is active choice. Individual funds, that is asset class E, asset class C, and asset class G, and asset class A. Okay. Subscriber will have to option, will have the option to actively decide as to how the NPS pension wealth is to be invested in the options, three options which are as under. Now, asset class E, what it indicates? In asset class E consists of investment in predominantly equity market instrument. That means investment in equity, number one. Asset class C, that permits the fixed income instrument other than the government securities. Asset class G, investment in government securities only. And asset class A, investment in alternative investment scheme, including the investment like CMBs, MBs, RETIs, alternate investment fund, and infrastructure investment funds, etc. Three life cycle funds are available under this auto choice. Three. One, LC75. What is this LC75? This is aggressive. LC means life cycle, at the age of 75. Okay. So, aggressive life cycle fund. In this life cycle fund, the exposure in equity investment starts with 75% till the age of 35. And gradually it reduces as per the age of the subscriber. Similar manner, LC50, the moderate life cycle fund. In this, the exposure in equity investment starts with the 50% till the age of 35. Till the age of 35. And gradually it reduces as per the age of the subscriber. Now, LC25, this is the conservative life cycle fund. In this fund, the exposure in equity investment starts with 25% till the age of 35. And gradually it reduces as per the age of the subscriber. The default auto choice, if subscriber is not choosing any of the above option, is the moderate life cycle fund. Okay? So, withdrawal is now a second issue. Upon attainment of the age of 60, at least 40% of the accumulated pension we of subscriber needs to be utilized for the purchase of annuity providing for monthly pension to the subscriber, and balance is paid in lump sum payment to the subscriber. In case of total accumulated corpus is less than 2 lakh, okay, then the subscriber may opt for 100% lump sum withdrawal. Option 2, that is B, at any time before attaining the age of 60. Here, NPS subscriber can exit from NPS before attaining the age of 60 only if he has completed 10 years of NPS. Okay. In that case, at least 80% of the accumulated pension subscriber need to be utilized for purchase of annuity providing for monthly pension to subscriber, and the balance is paid as a lump sum payment to the subscriber. Now, death of the subscriber. In such unfortunate event, option will be available to nominee to receive 100% of NPS pension wealth in lump sum. However, if the nominee wishes to continue with the NPS, he shall have the subscribe and NPS individually after following the due KYC procedure. Now let us understand a little bit about benefits of NPS. Benefits of NPS. First benefit, it is a low cost. It means administrative charges and fund management fee is also very much low, lowest. Account maintenance cost under NPS is the lowest as compared to the similar pension product which is available in India. It means a lot of long-term account till retirement. Till the retirement, pension wealth accumulated grows over a period with a compounding effect. Now, next one is subscriber have a control on the investment which he has made, which is active and auto choice. So this pension fund who manages the investment, NPS account can be accessed online to make the contribution and track investment. Okay, online facility. Then subscriber can switch from one pension fund to another. So one investment option to another, but it is subject to certain regulatory restriction. Now tax benefit. Tax benefit to the salary. Individuals who are employed and contributing to the national payment scheme would enjoy the tax benefit on their own contribution as well as their employer's contribution as under. Number one, employee's own contribution eligible for the tax deduction up to 10% of the salary, that is basic plus DA, under section 80CCD1, up to rupees 1.5 lakhs. Now, employer's contribution, the employee is eligible for deduction up to 10% of the salary basic DA contributed by the employer under section 80CCD2 over and above the limit of rupees 1.5 lakhs provided under section 80CCE. Friends, with this, we have concluded our discussion on deposits with the banks or banking investment in the banking. Thank you very much.